Hey everyone, it is Ruth here, and I'm excited to start this new podcast series. I'm calling it On the Fly Training. I've just been so incredibly busy, both building my own team and also coaching alongside Matt Morris in the Inner Circle, that I've had a hard time getting these podcasts out. So I'm literally doing them on the fly. So if the audio isn't as good as you typically hear, I'm actually out on a run today, and I've stopped for a bit to walk to record this for you. So, in today's podcast, I really want to talk about lead generation because it's one of the single most important things that you nail down in your business. And it's one of those things that if you don't have more leads than you have time to deal with them, then you'll find yourself likely in a state of anxiety, not knowing where your next lead's going to come from. You may end up in disappointment. You may end up in judgment. So lead generation, especially when you're first pretty new in network marketing or you're just starting a new build, is super important. Now, some of the other skills I'll teach on this podcast are leadership, but you need a team before you need leadership skills. Certainly you can be learning them, but lead generation is absolutely key. So I want to talk about the different platforms there are and my sort of views on lead generation on those different platforms and what's working now. So we are now in May of 2022, and a lot has changed since I started on social media back in like 2015, 14 sort of era. So if we take Facebook, for instance, Facebook has changed a lot since when I started marketing on Facebook, way back when Facebook was really the first big social media platform where we could start promoting our businesses. And back then, you could put a post on Facebook and get hundreds of people seeing it, hundreds of comments, consistently, every single post. And you could post business posts on there and get tons of traction of people reaching out. And a lot has changed. And I attribute that change to two things. Number one, the algorithm has changed. So Facebook is really looking for people to pay for advertising. You know, if that's not you, and it's certainly not me, paid advertising is not duplicatable on a team. So I do not teach it to my team. So Facebook wants you to pay for advertising. So they suppress the reach of, just regular posts. And if you're wondering why people aren't seeing your posts or why they're not commenting, it's because they're not seeing it. So there are some techniques you can use to get better reach on Facebook, and they're pretty simple. I mean, going into groups where you're going to find your ideal customer avatar or business avatar is brilliant because you can connect with people, start conversations, and when you take conversations into Messenger, Facebook is going to show your posts in front of that person. So that's one way to guarantee that your business or product posts are going to be seen. The next way is to do an engagement post. So if you know you're going to post a business post, then the night before, do an engagement post to create some engagement, not to do with business, just anything to do with your life, your family, birthday wishes, just life stuff, and get some engagement on it. Because the people who engage will actually end up seeing your post. So you've got to put a little bit of work into getting your post seen. But, I just use as an example, there was a woman on my team who had incredible results with a post she did about her products because the day before it was her husband's birthday. And she posted a picture of him and her wishing him a happy birthday. And she got tons of engagement. And then all of those people the next day, saw her business post, reached out, and asked a lot about it, and she actually created a rank advancement because of that post. So those are some simple ways that you can use Facebook effectively to get your posts seen. The reason I'm bringing this up is I've heard from a number of people that they're frustrated. They're frustrated with Facebook. No one's commenting on their stuff. And they're getting discouraged. They're getting into judgment mode, meaning they're looking at what they're doing going, I'm no good at this. And that is not what you want to do. You absolutely want to get into evaluation, meaning that you take a look at the post and ask yourself, what might I do differently to get a better result next time? Instead of judging whether you're good or not, because that could kill a business. The next thing I want to talk about is Instagram. So Instagram is also a fantastic place to get seen, to get leads. And the two things that you need to focus on Instagram are reels. Reels and hashtags. So reels get reach. Why? Because Instagram is in competition with TikTok. As soon as TikTok started to take over, Instagram really started to loosen the algorithm around reels so that people would start using the Instagram platform for short form video. So reels are a gold mine for getting leads. And the effective use of hashtags so that your posts get found and your reels get found by your ideal business prospect is also key. So if you haven't been following me recently, I do have a Facebook group. It's called Corner Office at Home. I'll put it in the show notes to this episode. And I teach all these things in that free group. So if you're not in the group, I'd love to see you in there and give you a hand. Sorry, guys, I'm a little out of breath. I'm moving kind of fast for this. And then the last place that I absolutely love, and this is where I spend most of my time, is TikTok. TikTok is a gold mine for lead generation. And I'll give you one simple example that's recent. Last week, I posted a 15-second video. It's already had 50,000 views, over 200 comments, and I'm signing people up every day from one 15-second video. And TikTok is a great place to get found, to be seen, to target people through hashtags and content that's relevant to your ideal business prospect. It's fun, it's easy, it's not hard to learn, and I've got a ton of training inside my private group, Corner Office at Home, that you can take advantage of to start learning some of these things. So I encourage you to hop into the group. Again, the link will be in the show notes. But TikTok is where I do almost all of my lead generation now and enroll almost all of my shoppers and all of my new business people. So I encourage you, you know, it can be a little scary to go on TikTok. I remember when I started about a year ago, I felt like I was too old and I don't dance. And I really felt like I was out of my element, but I was watching some people having incredible results on TikTok, and they were no different than me. So I decided to jump in. My first few videos were pretty awkward, but like anything, as you produce content, it gets easier and easier, and you become more and more comfortable with it. So I encourage you guys to focus on lead generation, especially if you don't have a large team yet, because you've got to be bringing in new people to create that momentum in your business so you do have a team to lead. So I hope you got some value from this. And these are my on-the-fly podcasts, so I actually get them done. I love serving you guys. If you like this, leave me a comment and let me know what types of topics you'd like to hear about on this podcast. Have an amazing day. Appreciate you all. And talk to you soon.